Joe Gomez, Washington.
USA Radio News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, we're here. We're taking your calls right now. Time for more Bucket Strategy Investing. It's the second hour of the program or whatever. Maybe it's the first hour, fourth or third, wherever you happen to be watching. I am Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, returning from Lucia Capital Group to take more of your money questions. With me, as I said, we're taking the calls in just a second, less than a minute. You can take part in this whole extravaganza very easily. Just give us a call. Get on the list here. Phone lines, still a couple of them open, 877-PLANNER, 877-PLANNER. Take advantage of the knowledge and the experience that the Brain Trust has to offer. You can also send us your emails. Yes, we will get to some of those this hour. WealthEd.com, our website. Click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. But again, your chance to call in is right now with just two lines open. We're here with the best in money information every day. We do it live on the air every day. But you can also get in touch with the Brain Trust off the air if you prefer. You want to set up a face-to-face meeting with an advisor or just schedule an appointment to have your questions answered, whatever, you call Professor Rick Plum or any of the nationwide advisors at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Talk to an advisor. Your individual goals and needs require a uniquely tailored financial plan, which is why the folks at Lucia Capital Group have made themselves available to you so that you don't have to do this on your own. Have them go over your plans, your goals, your individual situation, and devise a bucket strategy that works for you. Again, off the air, 800-644-1150. On the air, 877-PLANNER. We got some folks been hanging on, so we're going to take them in order. Still two lines open, 877-PLANNER. Let's go first to Christine in Seattle, Washington. Hi, Christine.
Hi. If we were to close out a Roth 401k, a Roth IRA, would I be, I was going to set aside some money for the IRS, and I know that you have to pay a portion based on the income that's been generated, right? But my understanding was that you could keep whatever you put in without a penalty. Or is there more that I don't understand about this? I was going to set aside 10% to be safe, but I wasn't sure.
First off, why are you closing out your Roth?
We have got, my husband's self-employed and he was ill, so we've got a ton of bills. We were going to just pay them all off with that and be done.
Okay. And the Roth is how much money right now?
It's at like 46, and we've had it from like 2011. I think most of it is money that we put in.
So let's say that 40 of it is money you put in. Do you think that's reasonable or?
Oh yeah, I think so. And I'm assuming like if it's through Vanguard, they'd be able to tell me that, right?
Maybe.
Not always.
Not always, but we can figure that out. But hopefully they can tell you what was contributed from outside sources. Yeah. If it was always in that one account, then they should be able to tell you that. So let's just go with the premise that there's 46 in there. There's $40,000 that you have contributed over the years. Contributions, not conversions. And if you take all 46 out, the 40 comes out to your money. Now, you're going to have to file Form 8606 to tell the IRS that 40 of it was my money. Keep your mitts off. But this other six is taxable because it's the earnings that were created by that account. So that $6,000 will be taxable in this example. It'll be taxable at whatever tax rate you're currently in plus a 10% penalty. So there would be a $600.
Oh, there is a 10.
Well, you don't. Let me ask you this. Are you 59 and a half?
No.
You didn't sound like it, so that's why I was going with the penalty.
Go ahead.
If you have qualified medical expenses equal to that $6,000, you can avoid the penalty. You said medical issues. So if they happened during this year and you had qualified medical expenses during this year, you can avoid the 10% penalty on that taxable distribution from the Roth. It'll still be taxable. It'll still go on your tax return. And at whatever tax you need to do, I don't know, if you're in the 25% bracket, that's a $1,500 tax. But $1,500 okay. on $46,000 is a fairly small percentage.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. That's what I needed to know, you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Christine. I think they're in their mid-40s is what she said.
Right. So she's going to need $8,606 to tell the government how much of that distribution is taxable and not taxable.
Whatever it is. We don't know how much it is.
And if she does have the qualified expenses, she needs to file Form 5329 to say there's an exception to the 10% penalty. And they just get put along with the 1040 and any other schedules that you have with your tax return.
Yes, because they will say, okay, we got our 8606, but that $6,000 is fully taxable. I noticed you're under 59.5, so it's going to be penalized. You say, well, hold the penalty. Hold on. I've got Form 5329, or whatever you said.
You said it. You got it.
Look at me, man. I'm just so good. I couldn't have told you 30 seconds ago which form it was. I'm glad you knew. All right. Thank you for the call, Christine. Another good topic. We can revisit that later. I want to get to the next call, though. David in Dallas, Texas. Hi, David.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So how can we help you today?
Well, I'm not sure if you can answer my question. I'll put it out there. I'm kind of on the other side. I started claiming Social Security when I was 66, and then I'm 67 now, and I suspended my Social Security in April before the deadline.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, I thought it was good, but I got some bad advice, and I thought my spouse could claim spousal benefits, and it turned out she couldn't because she was already claiming Social Security.
Yeah. So I went back
in July. I went to the office. I sat for 3 hours.
Ouch.
Waited for my number. Told them that I wanted to start claiming it again and have it paid retro back to April.
Okay.
And so they went through a lot of checking this and checking that, and they said, yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
You'll get a check in the mail in 2 weeks, or you'll get a deposit in your account. That was over 2 months ago.
And nothing's happened yet?
And nothing's happened. Yeah. I've called at least 15 times. I get hung up on, I get transferred. I actually have the number of the lady that I talked to at the Social Security office, and she just tells me that there was a glitch in the payment department and they're working on it. So I guess my question for all that is, what other options do I have? I mean, I feel like I'm just being ignored.
Yeah, I don't know what your options as far as forcing them to do what they're supposed to do in the first place, but you do have another option that you may want to explore. It sounded like you wanted to be able to let your benefit grow until age 70. So you believe that there's some longevity between either you or your spouse?
Probably, yes. Uh-huh.
Because now, when did you sign up for benefits originally? Have you received any benefits, or did you file and suspend when you started in April?
No, I filed when I was 66.
And when was that?
A year ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. I was hoping it was within a year. Because then we'd have another option. But no, at this point, your only option is to leave it on suspension and wait until 70 to start it again, or just be a giant pain in their keister and say, where's my money? Where's my money? Where's my money? Where's my money?
What you're doing now, it sounds like.
Right, and keep doing it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Keep working your way up the ladder. If this lady won't get it done, say, okay, who is your supervisor, please? And start working your way.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, David.
Good luck, Dave.
Good luck, and keep us posted. These are, again, individual situations which, maybe you're just dealing with the wrong, the wrong office sometimes. I don't know.
And you may have to work your way up the ladder from time to time.
You should, and you shouldn't, I think if you're waiting 3 hours, you're entitled to say, okay, if you can't help me, let me just talk to somebody above you.
But there was a glitch in the payment system, which means he's going without income for the period of time. Now they may look back and say, well, he was going on suspension anyway. What's he care? He cares.
He cares. It doesn't matter.
It's his money.
It's none of their business. It is his money. Now, so currently, I guess he's still on suspension for his benefits.
Or they're getting ready to pay him, and they just something in the back office, and they're getting to it when they darn well feel like getting to it.
They need to fix the glitch, as they say. Sorry. It's from a movie. Whenever I hear that, there's a glitch in the system, it means that somebody messed up somewhere and we don't know, and I really don't want to bother with you because I got 25 other people that I'm
But they've been doing this type of things for a long time. It's not like it's out of the ordinary. It'll be out of the ordinary in about 3 years.
Right.
But it's not out of the ordinary right now.
No, it isn't. That's why maybe try a different Social Security office if you can,
or work your way up the ladder,
or work your way that's the other thing. If you can do that, so it takes persistence sometimes. Now, what he's talking about was he's 68 now. I thought
67.
He's 67, but he said he filed when he was 66.
So, and he's been receiving benefits for almost 2 years. Or he received them for a little while, and then he suspended in April.
What he did was he suspended in April in the hopes that his wife would be able to take a restricted application.
From his work record.
But right.
The problem was she was already receiving her own benefit. And so unless her benefit was very small, she wasn't going to be able to receive a spousal benefit over and above what she was already receiving. So it sounds like her benefit was equal to or greater than half of his benefit. And since she was already receiving hers, she's going to continue to receive hers. And you can't, couldn't suspend hers to get just the spousal benefit. You can't do that.
What if she'd been, what if she'd gotten it for less than a year?
If she'd been receiving it for less than a year at that time, she could have rescinded her application, paid back the money she'd received, and now it's as if she'd never started her benefit. And then she could get the spousal, leaving hers to grow.
The spousal meaning the restricted application, only her spousal.
But I don't know whose is larger, whether his was larger or hers is larger. Because it may have made sense for her, it does depend on age. For him not to have applied for his benefit.
Yeah.
For her to file and start receiving her benefit, and him to take half of hers while he waited until 70 for his. I mean,
we don't know.
Sorry,
it
Dave.
Doesn't
none of those are available anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not available
too
anymore.
Too late.
What a mess. Okay. We got to take a break. Okay, we got some lines open all of a sudden. 877-PLANNER. If you've got questions on any of this stuff, we've been talking Social Security, but we'll talk about anything that's on your mind. We've got Roth conversion questions, file and suspend. We've had Magi questions. Whatever's on your mind, you give us a call. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're here from Lucia Capital Group taking your calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
Market strategy investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. 877-PLANNER, our number if you want to get on board. All of a sudden, we got some lines open for you. Some folks hung up there during the break. So if you've got a question of any kind, give us a call. We'll answer it here on the program. We answer your questions here on this show. We do the emails. We do the phone calls. And you can get your money questions answered in person. And not just get your money questions answered. That is a big part of it toward the end of the workshops. But you can also learn about alternative retirement strategies. And it's going to happen tomorrow. We are running out of time. If you're in Las Vegas, sign up now. There's a workshop coming up tomorrow at the Renaissance Hotel, October 1st, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. Join the Brain Trust, meet Professor Plum, Terry Keyes, and the local advisors. They're going to be telling you all about these alternative retirement strategies that you probably haven't heard of anywhere else. Not just that, there could be alternative investments that you might consider in your portfolio using these strategies, investing like endowments and all that stuff. They'll explain it all to you. Saturday morning, tomorrow, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, after that, there are going to be others. Phoenix, Arizona, October 8th. That's just a week from Saturday. It's a week away. Sign up for that. We want to see the Phoenicians there, all of them. Did I say all the way back to out to Yuma, or that was too far?
That was last year. Yeah, that's what, a 2.5 hour drive?
Yeah, I've made that drive. Yeah, it took a little while. But what the heck? What else are you doing? You're in Yuma.
I was in Yuma last week.
I was there in July. You know what? It was hot.
I was enjoying the weather.
I did not expect that. 117 degrees in Yuma.
Why wouldn't you expect that?
I'm just kidding. Of course I expected it. It was July. Anyway, join the Brain Trust Phoenix. You got Las Vegas tomorrow, Phoenix on Saturday, and then a few weeks after that, a couple weeks, Houston, Texas. That's Saturday, October 22nd. We're going to be busy in October, but you can join the Brain Trust, meet them, and as I said, learn all about the alternative retirement strategies, important stuff, things you should consider besides stocks, bonds, and cash. It's a problem with all this generic advice that's out there. Because if you look at withdrawal strategies from portfolios, you look at accumulation strategies, well, stocks, bonds, and cash. Stocks, bonds, and cash. 60-30 mix and, you know, maybe 10% cash or something like that. And then when you go to take the money out, well, we'll continue this strategy. We're just going to chop off a percentage, a little pro rata percentage of everything, give you your check, and then hope that the markets don't go down.
Well, and in the years the market goes down, just take less money.
Take less money.
Just change your budget. Don't enjoy your life.
Right.
Don't go on vacations.
Exactly.
Don't take those trips. Don't help the grandkids with education. Don't do any of that. Just hold on until the market recovers.
That's right. And if there's like a baby
dumb,
know, if there's a kid, a grandchild that's due in like April or May, tell them to hold off till the following year.
And hope the markets come back so you can spend some money.
There you go. Yes, that's what everybody wants
dumb
to do. Well, if all you did was spend 4, 5, 6% of your portfolio every year, Professor Plum, you're never going to run out of money.
Well, no, but it's a lower number if the market goes down.
Sure, I want to take a 60% cut in pay. And not
That'd be a big downturn.
Well, we've seen them. Not to say it's not going to happen.
Well, the S&P did go down 52% from peak to trough in 07 to 09.
What more do you want? All right, learn about strategies. This is what it's about, folks. This is about strategies because you can't predict the future. All you can do is be prepared for whatever might come down the line. That's what a good strategy does, and we're going to talk about it. Okay, wealthed.com. Did I say that? Sign up there, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. All right, 877-PLANNER. Now, we've been talking about Social Security's claiming strategies, among other things so far today. Great discussions. We haven't gotten to everything. Let's touch on for just a moment, Professor Plum, before we take a couple more calls, the spousal benefits. Now, you can, as I think a lot of people are aware, there are your own benefits and there are also spousal benefits. First of all, first thing, got to have a spouse.
Well, or a qualifying ex-spouse.
Right, but there has to be a spouse somewhere in there. The word spouse and you have to be connected in one way or another.
Right, and now the question is, has your spouse, the worker in this case, applied for their benefit? That's step one. If the worker in this case has not applied for their benefit, you as the spouse cannot have a spousal benefit.
We are talking about current spouses at the moment. Leave ex-spouses out for a sec.
Now, the next question is, are you at least age 62? You as the spouse, are you at least age 62? If the answer is yes, then we go to, are you working? Because if you're working, you could have a problem. If you're not working, then we have to look at, worker is taking their benefit, you're at least 62 years of age, do you have your own Social Security benefit? If so, you would have to apply for that one first. And then if the spousal benefit is larger, you can get an extra amount equal to the difference. Now, for those people that were born before January 2nd, 1954, if you wanted to wait until your full retirement age, you can choose to take the spousal only, leaving your benefit alone to grow. If you were born after January 1st, 1954, you will never have that option. Whenever you apply for a spousal benefit, you will first be applying for your own benefit first. That's the difference of the law last year. So, but first and foremost, you cannot apply for a spousal benefit unless the worker who you're trying to pull a benefit from has applied for their benefit, whether they're receiving a disability benefit, whether they're receiving their own retirement benefit. It's got to be one of those two. If that happens, and you're 62, and you're now, if you apply at 62, your benefit is reduced. Well, so is the spousal benefit. You won't get 50%. You only get 50% of the worker's full retirement age benefit if you wait until your full retirement age to apply for a benefit.
You have to be at least that old. Now, that's for current spouses. We're going to cover divorced spouses, ex-spouses after the bottom of the hour. Let's take a couple more calls. 877-PLANNER. Sydney is up next in Chandler, Arizona. Hi, Sydney.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How can we help you today?
Well, I just wanted to comment and make sure I understood. You had a previous caller who was indicating that they would have to cash out their their Roth IRA,
yes,
which was $40,000 in contributions, and that you guys were assuming, just for argument's sake, that $6,000 was earnings.
Yes.
I thought I heard her say that she started her Roth in 2011.
Yes.
Which would satisfy the 5-year period. Am I not?
Well, yeah, but there's two parts to this.
Earnings?
You're missing one part of the ability to get to the earnings as a qualified distribution, a tax-free distribution. You have to have satisfied the 5 years and 59 and a half, death,
gotcha,
disability. She was nowhere near 59 and a half.
And they were like 46, 47, something.
So
like
there's
that.
Two parts to it. 5 years, yes. You have to have 5 years and one of the other exceptions.
Now, Cindy, you're right in the sense that we didn't, she said she established it in 2011, we sort of took the five-year thing off the table. But what we didn't do, Professor Plum, was bring that up.
We didn't bring it up.
So, Sydney, you were that light that went off in your head. You're right to ask about that.
Okay. So then, both of those parameters have to hold true. So if I turn 59 and a half, and I have held, my Roth IRAs have been in existence since 2008. But does I'm trying to think, because I thought I heard you guys in the past say that once you're 59 and a half, taking conversions off the table, if they were true contributions, then even if you had earnings in the year prior to being 59 and a half, they wouldn't be taxed.
There's two different five-year rules. One of them deals with converted principal and removal of converted principal prior to 59 and a half. The other five-year rule deals with earnings. And so there's multiple scenarios where we could be tripping over one and not the other, or vice versa. And when we were talking about it before, we were talking about somebody who had satisfied the five-year rule on earnings and had done a conversion after 59 and a half and made money and then pulled money out. At that point, it's all a qualified distribution anyway. Yeah. So there's lots of scenarios here to really trip you up.
Yeah, Sydney and Alec, I got to take a break. If you want to hang on, we're going to explain this on the other side of the break. It'll be a couple of minutes here. So if you want to hang on, fine. If you have some more questions, we'll be happy to answer them for you. Or if you just want to listen in, whatever you want to do, we just have to take a bottom of the hour break here for news, et cetera. So don't go away. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategies workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
I told you we're bluesing it up today. Andy Last picked out the music. Thank you, Andy. Great stuff. Great stuff. We'll just let it roll.
30 seconds?
Yeah, how long do we have to pay for it? That's probably all we can play. We're too cheap to pay for it. But we'll you know, if you want to hear more of it, buy the record. All right?
Cheap? No, cheap is the wrong term. Fiscally responsible.
Fiscally responsible is fine, which, of course, yes, is, you know, the euphemism for cheap. 877-PLANNER, our number. Okay, now, before the break,
Sydney,
we're talking with Sydney in Chandler, Arizona. And she had asked us, quite right, we had had an earlier caller that was going to be penalized and taxed on Roth money.
Potentially penalized, but she was taking money out of her
Roth.
Well,
yeah, but let's assume that it was. But they were taking money out of the Roth. They were in their mid-40s, and she had asked, she had said that quite correctly, that they had the Roth since 2011, which meant that they satisfied the five-year rule for the Roth. We didn't ask about other Roths, but let's just assume this is their only Roth. And so the question was, well, why would there be a penalty on the money if you have the Roth for 5 years? There are two things on the Roth, Professor Plum.
There are two sets of five-year rules. And one of them has to do with the earnings. The original five-year rule had to do with the earnings. And to be able to get earnings ever out of a Roth IRA tax-free, you had to satisfy two sides of a rule. One of them was the five-year rule. You had to have a Roth in continuous existence for at least five tax years. But there's an and that goes along with it. Five tax years and the owner had to be 59 and a half. Or 5 years and the owner had to have passed away. And they had to be disabled. And so there was 5 years. And you have to satisfy both sides of the rule to be able to get to what they call qualified distributions. Now, once you've satisfied that rule, 59 and a half, death, disability, up to 10,000 for first-time home purchase, and the 5 euros, then it's a qualified distribution and there's no accounting anymore. It's just a tax-free distribution regardless of what's coming out. You don't have to try to determine, am I taking out principal? Am I taking out conversions? It doesn't matter at that point. Now, prior to reaching the qualified distribution status area, there is a ordering rules for taking money out of a Roth IRA. The first money that comes out of a Roth IRA, if you have not satisfied the 5 years, and we'll just go with 59 and a half right now, then they're looking first for contributions coming out. Do you have contributions left in the accounts to be able to withdraw? And if you're taking any money out at any time, the first money that's coming out are contributions that you have left in the account. Once you've exhausted that, now they're going to look for converted principal. And they're going to look for the oldest converted principal first. This is where the five-year rule, the second set of five-year rules comes in. If you're withdrawing principal from a conversion that happened within the last five tax years, and you're under 59 and a half, that principal that comes out, even though it's tax-free, because you paid the taxes when you did the conversion, that principal will have a penalty with it. It's penalized because you're taking money that was previously in a traditional IRA out of the IRA world, Roth IRA in this case, before 59 and a half. Yes, you've paid the taxes on it, but you still have a penalty to pay. So what they're looking for is contributions come out first, conversions are the next block of money, oldest conversion first. If it's more than five tax years old, there's no penalty. Again, there's no tax because you've already paid it. If it's within five tax years and you're under 59 and a half, it's a penalty. Once you get to 59 and a half, and let's say I am 62 years old. I do not have a Roth IRA. I convert $50,000 when I'm 62 years of age into a Roth IRA from my traditional IRA. And somehow I'm a really good investor.
And it's
I turned that $50,000 into $150,000 in the next 2 years. Wow, what an incredible investment. And I want to use some of that money. I take out some money. Well, the first thing that's coming out is the converted principal. I converted $50,000. So that comes out without any tax because I paid tax on the $50,000 when I converted it. And it also comes out without any penalty because I'm over 59.5.
You've only had the Roth for 2 years.
But this five-year rule only deals with the penalty, and this five-year rule goes away after 59.5. Now, if I take more than the 50 out, I am getting into the earnings. Now I have to deal with that, the earnings rules. Have I had a Roth IRA for 5 years? Nope. That means that the earnings coming out are going to be taxable. Are they going to be penalized?
No,
because I'm 59.5. So the penalty is one set of rules, and the earnings and the taxation is another set.
If you've had a Roth, any Roth, if you've had a Roth for at least 5 years, and you're over age 59.5, really all of this goes away. You've got no worries as far as penalties or
the only time you have worries taxes. Is if you're taking money out of a new Roth account. Even though you've had Roths for a long time, you're taking new money out of a new Roth account where the custodian doesn't know that you've had 5 years.
Well,
because they'll issue a 1099 and you'll have to account for it.
That's all it is. You're not going to be taxed. Just it's an extra form. So that's a whole topic unto itself, and I think we should probably talk about it sometime soon. For no other reason than to clear it up, make sure everybody understands. Because, yeah, it's confusing.
It is confusing.
You have to listen. You have to watch or listen carefully because if you miss something, it really doesn't make any sense. I'm not even sure it totally makes sense, but it does. All right, let's go to Dan next, somewhere in California. Hello, Dan.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, thanks. How can we help you?
I have a couple questions about Roth. If you're over 59.5, do you have to wait the 5 years on a regular contribution?
Well, you never have to wait 5 years on a regular contribution. If I'm contributing to a Roth IRA, whether I'm 35, 55, 85, I can always withdraw my contributions without a penalty, without a tax.
And then after 59, if you've earned money and want to withdraw the money that you've earned, do you still have to wait 5 years?
That one, to get earnings out, yes, I have to wait. I have to have a Roth continuously for 5 tax years.
Any Roth.
To be able to pull money out on a qualified basis. So if I start my Roth at 62, when I'm 67, 68, 69, I can start taking earnings and be tax-free. So there is a five-year rule on earnings. Now, it doesn't mean this account has to be 5 years old. I just have to have a Roth continuously in any one of these accounts in my name, 5 years going, to be able to create a qualified distribution.
Okay. Second question is, I understand that you can avoid the income limitation on putting money into Roth if you're converting it from a regular IRA. There's no income limitation.
Yeah,
that is
Roth
true.
Conversions.
There is no income limit. You know, Bill Gates, I think his income's a little over the limit for $184,000 a year. He could do Roth conversions. Anybody who has traditional IRA money can do a Roth conversion at any income level. The only thing that cannot be converted is an amount equal to the required minimum distribution from the traditional IRA or the retirement plan in question.
Which happens at age 70.5 and older.
Okay, now what I came up with this idea. I had been saving money into a non-qualified account.
Okay.
Because I just didn't want to. I'm getting close to my retirement age. Didn't want to put it into a.
Okay.
And so I heard about this conversion, and I thought, well, rather than put it into a non-qualified account, why don't I contribute it to an IRA? A regular IRA, and then the same year convert it to a Roth, and now I have the money tax-free in the future.
And that may work. Now, how old are you, Dan?
I'm 64.
Okay, and are you working?
Yes.
Okay, so do you have a retirement plan at work, a pension plan, a 401k, or anything like that?
No, I'm self-employed.
Okay, well, then you could, if you wanted to really super do your Roth IRA, you could do a SEP IRA. You know, how many employees, right. How many employees do you have?
I have me.
Okay. You could do a traditional IRA contribution, or you could do a SEP contribution and put in a much larger amount, take a deduction for it, and then convert it over to a Roth IRA and pay taxes on it. That washes each other out. And you could put a lot more, potentially, depending upon your income, than the $6,500 for somebody your age.
Yeah, my understanding, I can put 25% of my income up to
$52,000. Potentially. Are you self-employed, or do you have a corporation?
I'm self-employed.
And what is what is the net Schedule C, your profit from your self-employed business?
It's going to be close to $200 this year.
Okay, the amount that you can put in is roughly just shy of 20%. There's some circular math going on here, but for a self-employed person, it's just a little under 20%. So you could probably, if you have $200,000 of net Schedule C self-employment income, you could put a little less than $40,000 into the SEP. That would be a deductible expense, and then convert it. That would be a taxable event. Washes out, you got a $40,000 Roth contribution.
With no tax consequences one way or the other for that year.
Well, you didn't get the deduction for the SEP. I mean,
exactly. Yeah. I didn't get the deduction for the SEP because it washed out with the
taxable conversion.
Right.
I still may do the SEP though with $200,000, depending upon what your income is going to be in retirement.
Yeah, Dan, if you want to hang on and talk more about this on the other side, I got to take a quick break here, just a couple minutes. If you want to talk more about this, we can on the other side. Great strategy opportunity right here for you, Dan. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer. Member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid Wellness 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus special financing. Get to the end-of-quarter clearance sale by Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Want to make sure we played this song and the folks got it done.
Friday
here, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, rocking you into the weekend. Hope it's the weekend where you are or close to it. 877 Planner, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We got some folks on hold. We're going to take their calls. Let's go back to, we were talking before the break with Dan. And Dan, you still with us here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Now, Professor, you weren't sure about the conversion. Let's see.
Now, Dan, when you ultimately do retire, are you going to have large pensions?
No, I just I have money in other IRAs, and I'm just trying to get some into the as much as possible into a Roth so that.
Well, do you have multiple millions in IRAs?
No.
Because right now you're making, according to what you said earlier in the show, $200,000. Net profit from your Schedule C. So you're making $200,000. It's a pretty high tax bracket. In retirement, you're going to have some Social Security and you're going to have some IRA distributions, but it sounds like you're going to be in a much lower income tax bracket in retirement than you are right now. So doing convert.
Yeah. And I understand from a economic standpoint, on a purely dollar standpoint, I'd probably be better taking the
the deduction.
The deduction this year, but what I'm figuring is when I'm retired, the money will be more valuable to me.
You'll have more of it the other way around. But I understand, there's times where you do things because it makes you feel better, even if the sheer dollar amount doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I understand the difference in my tax brackets, and it's more of like, okay.
So you could do... You could do the SEP and get the big deduction, and then do conversion with traditional IRA money, just making non-deductible contributions and then converting those. You wouldn't get as much in the Roth, but it would get some in the Roth. But your money, you can do whatever you want with it, right?
Yeah, and the conversion. So you have to get as much in. You have to do it in the year you're making the money.
No, the conversion can happen at any time.
But the amount that I can convert... that's right. The SEP contribution is the one that's limited by my income. The conversion...
Yeah, you could do the conversions later in time. So you're making $200,000 a year right now. You call it 40 into the SEP. You save at least $10,000 just in federal income taxes. I can't remember what state. California. Yeah, you're saving another 10% in California taxes as well. Another $4,000. And then later, and you don't do any conversions. And so later, you know, when you retire, you drop down and you're making less than $100,000. Are you married or single?
Married.
So you're making less than $100,000 in retirement, and you're in a 15% bracket. Then you start doing conversions when you retire, and you pay 15% instead of 25% in taxes. You're still probably going to have 9 or 10% state, though.
So the difference is I'm going to be having to convert whatever I've gained to versus...
Yeah, but how many years between now and when you retire?
Somewhere between 3 and 6 years we're looking at. Trying to max out my Social Security.
Okay.
But we may retire and not claim it until 70.
Yeah. That would give you room to do more conversions, too, if you don't claim your Social Security. But there is a benefit from pure dollars. But if it makes you feel good to do the conversions, you know, do what makes you feel best and just enjoy life.
Yeah, right now I don't need as much money. And when I'm retired, it will be...
Okay, you do it. So, as long as you're saving money, you're going to be fine.
The other question I have is, once I do that conversion, is there any waiting period for withdrawing out of that Roth?
Do you have Roth IRAs right now?
I have a Roth that I've had probably 3 years.
Okay, so if you were to withdraw money in the next year, you would have, you're 63 right now, so there would be no penalty. If you were to withdraw all your conversions and all your contributions and then start dipping into earnings, then you would have a taxable event on those earnings. But once you get 5 tax years under your belt, you know, from the original first tax year that you made a Roth contribution or conversion or whatever the case may be, now you've satisfied 5 years and your 59 and a half qualified distribution on anything that comes out tax-free from that point forward. So you've got 2 more years before you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, which we won't be taking for 2 years anyway.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
All right, and then on the Social Security, as of that change that took place last year, once my wife, if her Social Security is going to be higher than half of mine, she has to take hers when she starts to take it, right?
What year was she born?
59.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She will always have to take hers first.
Yep. And my ex-wife, once I'm 66, she can start claiming spousal?
No, she could. If she's 62 or older now, as long as you are age 62 or older, whether you apply or don't apply doesn't mean anything. You just have to be eligible to apply for a benefit. And then assuming she's old enough, 62 or older, she can, you know, start applying for benefits
based
on her work record, your work record. If she's full retirement age, what year was she born in?
53.
Okay, well, when she gets to 66, she will have the option of taking only a spousal benefit off your work record and deferring hers until age 70, or she can take hers early, whichever she wants to do. I'm assuming she's still single?
Yes.
Yeah, she's got options, but no matter what she does, doesn't affect you in any way, shape, or form. Doesn't affect your current spouse in any way, shape, or form.
Benefit's still the same.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the information. Thank you.
All right. Dan, you asked some very good questions. We did not get a chance. Thank you for the call. We did not get a chance to talk about those ex-spouse benefits because we had so many calls. So maybe on a future program we can talk about it. The important thing to take away from the ex-spouse benefit, since you brought it up, was what you just said. Whatever your next takes off of your benefit, or if you have 3 exes, it doesn't matter.
With qualifying marriages.
Well, we're assuming that this is the case. Whatever they
if they take a benefit from your work record, it doesn't affect your benefit at all. I mean, you don't even have to know. They don't have to notify you that an ex is taking a benefit from your work record. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect your family. It doesn't affect your current spouse. None of that. It doesn't have any impact on you. They can get a benefit or not get a benefit based on the rules in effect for them. And it doesn't do anything or hurt you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and that's unlike a pension, which has sort of
shared.
A finite amount, and it's shared. And if you have two or three spouses, well, you know, you could see a problem depending on the divorce decree. Okay, we're out of time. If you need the Brain Trust, Professor Rick Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors off the air, you can talk to them about any of this stuff that we talk about. Ask them questions. Get your bucket strategy done. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.